Tell me a little bit about what off the grid means.
It means living independently, mainly independently of the utility companies, providing your own power. It does not mean living in the Stone Age. It's not about bushcraft. It's about generating your own power, your own water, dealing with your own waste, probably as part of a community, not living on your own like a hermit. But it also goes further than just that literal sense, and it's about somehow being more self-reliant, being less dependent upon the system, perhaps realizing that the system isn't really protecting us anymore and we have to look after ourselves.
Was that your motivation here, Nick, or was it also, you know, cost savings, which happens, doesn't it?
To be honest, in my own case, it was cost savings that first led me to go off the grid. I found a beautiful spot in a kind of millionaire's enclave. I really wanted to be there in the Mediterranean in Spain. But, of course, I couldn't afford it. But for $7,000, I bought a shepherd's hut and a few acres of olive grove. And to my amazement, I found it was really quite easy, and I was very happy there, and it was very comfortable once you'd introduced a little bit of technology, a few solar panels and some rainwater harvesting. And it was, you know, even for somebody as impractical as myself, it really was quite possible to do that.
And you probably realized after a while you didn't need that millionaire's mansion, did you?
Well, I had the view. I have the millionaire's view. I still got the place, you know, and I can sort of look down to the Mediterranean across the olive groves without any of the hassle and without some huge property that I have to maintain and pay for and clean.
Absolutely. So that started you on this mission. And I would guess, Nick, you became more and more educated as you began to investigate this, didn't you?
Exactly. I started, you know, I'm a writer, obviously, and wanted to be able to do my computing and get on the internet up at the top of this mountain. And it was then that I discovered this idea of living off the grid. I hadn't really thought of it before. And, you know, learned that there was technology and lots of other people doing it. And got solar panels to charge up my laptop and wireless broadband so that I could be on the web. So you can be off the grid, but on the cloud.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you say you're off the grid, is this primarily then, and would it be in people's living environments as opposed to in their office, going to a store, or would that include that too?
It can do. I mean, for most people, I'm lucky enough not to have to go to an office to work. But, you know, and a lot of people these days, of course, can work anywhere, knowledge workers of all sorts. Designers can just have their computer wherever they are and then just send it over the internet. But craftspeople as well, you know, whether you're a carpenter or a shoemender or something like that. But for the people who need, you know, to go into an office or work in a restaurant, there are a lot of those now which are completely off the grid. I mean, in writing the book, I went all over America and I visited restaurants that were off the grid and food production units of all sorts that were running in the middle of the countryside with solar power and wind power.
And we're going to get into this, but people can actually do this in their own homes, can't they?
Absolutely. I think the first step to doing it in your own home and getting rid of that evil utility bill is to reduce your energy consumption, to realize that you don't have to change your lifestyle hardly at all to use much less energy. For example, you can watch TV, you can watch a big screen TV and have your washing machine and your cooker, but you just can't run them all at the same time.
Ah, that makes sense too. You know, I remember when I was a kid and I used to flash the old light switch up and down, up and down. My mother always used to get after me going, that's costing us more money. I don't know if that's true or not, Nick, but she got me to conserve.
Well, that's right. Well, it was our parents' generation that, of course, were the ones that wanted to make do and mend, that post-war generation. But these days, I think one of the reasons that off-grid does seem attractive now is that we've all become rather consumerist and greedy, and we're beginning to get a bit tired of it. We've realized that you don't really need that many pairs of pants or TVs or radios in your house, that we went on a bit of a consumer splurge in the 80s and 90s.
Is Al Gore off the grid, do you know?
I do know that he was not off the grid. George Bush was off the grid, and in fact, my website, offgrid.net, was the we broke that story originally that his Crawford was off the grid.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, so Bush was off the grid. Al Gore wasn't.
I'm afraid so. Yeah, and also it has to be said, Al Gore did nothing for the environment in his 8 years in the White House.
That is amazing. What other folks of well-known notoriety have been living off the grid?
Well, one that won't surprise you is Daryl Hannah.
Right. She's been on the show before.
She has she? Okay.
Yes.
Well, then you'll know about her. Then there's Jesse Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
He's off the grid. And there's a rather lovely woman, Vera Farmiga, who's in that show Up in the Air, in that recent movie Up in the Air.
Yeah.
And she has got a bee farm in upstate New York, which is off the grid. I think Woody Harrelson has a family home in Hawaii. And after 2001, of course, after 9/11, a lot of the stars did kind of get themselves a bug-out location, as they call it, but not the sort of bug-out location you or I could afford. I think Leonardo DiCaprio got a 100-acre island in Belize, and Johnny Depp got a little pond cay in the Bahamas. And Mad Max, Mel Gibson, paid for another island in the Fijis. But that's not what I mean by going off the grid. I mean, it's all fine to think that you and your retinue could go and exist in splendid isolation. But actually, I think it would get pretty depressing after a while. What you want to do is be part of an actual society, a group. And so going off the grid, the sort of people I visited around America are living in places where there might be hundreds of households off the grid in that immediate area.
I was going to say, a community of, let's say, 200 homes or 500 homes, can they develop a system to go off the grid?
The answer is very simply is yes. And it's probably the ideal amount, 200 to 500 homes, because that way you're going to have, within the people who are living in that region, you're going to have all the skills you need, whether it's plumbing or electrics or lawyers, whatever you might need, that social group might have it. And you're going to be able to bulk purchase things like solar panels at a much better price than you could get if you were just supplying one or two households. And you might get one or two big wind turbines, which are much more reliable than the little domestic wind turbines.
Nick, I think the sun may force a lot of people off the grid, because one day we're going to get hit with an X flare and it's going to cook the grid and we're going to be up the creek.
Yeah, well, that's if the greedy utility companies don't cook it first.
Exactly, which could also happen.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk specifically about North America, Canada, the United States.
Yeah.
How is the power system working today? How does that work?
Well, it's an amazing feat of engineering, the contemporary American power system. And it was put in place, 100 years ago. And to put it this most simple, the way it works is you have very, very large power stations, a few of them, transporting electricity all around the country. And it doesn't work very well.